good evening and welcome everyone to Foley High School for volleyball action tonight as the Piers Pioneers and Foley Falcons square off in regular season play. They just met Saturday at the Sauk Rapids tournament with Foley winning in two straight games. So, the Pioneers and the Falcons set to square off here, and we are going to have our national anthem performed. And, of course, the starting lineups. Both teams will be wearing black, it appears, tonight. Pioneers in the familiar black jerseys and pants. Our shorts, same for Foley. We'll be back. We'll have the lineups next.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Kendra Fisher, member of the Piers Pioneer Volleyball Team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thanks to everyone who makes the Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
National anthem here at Foley High School. Hello everyone, Rick Grammon with you here as the Pioneers, coached by Sandy Talges, and Falcons coached by Sheila Wheeler. As the public address announcer will go through the lineups for us. The JV was a winner tonight for Piers. They won in all three games. 25-17, 25-22, and 15-11. So a good job tonight by the JV squad winning their second match. They had defeated Aiken previously this year. For Piers, they come in with a record of 1 win, 8 losses. That 1 win was the opening round of this past weekend's Sauk Rapids Rice tournament when they beat Little Fork Big Falls 2-1. They would go on to lose to Ricori, Mora, and this Foley team 2-0. Piers will host Howard Lake Waverly Winstead on Thursday. For Foley, they come in with a record of 4-6. They are 1-2 members of the Granite Ridge Conference. There are 4 wins. They defeated Kimball here 3-2. They defeated Malacca here 3-1. They opened the Sauk Rapids tournament beating Kimball in 2, and they've also defeated this Piers team in 2. They return to conference action Thursday night as well when Little Falls comes here to face the Falcons. So we're set to go with the lineups introduced. Pioneers will be in the court to my right, Falcons to my left. Pioneers will start Cassie Schmatt, Jessica Hawks, Rebecca Ottman, Brianna Hopkins, Rachel Vernig, and Kendra Fisher tonight. Foley goals with Kirsten Strosa, Haley Calvington, Shelby Johnson, Nicole Zapp, Vanessa Brenny, and Nicole Squira. Foley first out of their huddle. They'll bring in libero Cassie Larson here immediately. And now the Pioneers take the court. To my right, Falcons to my left. Service belongs to Foley to begin. Claire Reardon, the Piers libero, will check in. officials tonight up in the towel, Paul Schiffler, and reffing his third career varsity match, Nick Burscheid. Nick, are you ready? And to serve for Foley, Haley Calvington. And now Claire Reardon enters in, replacing Rebecca Ottman. Here we go with high school volleyball tonight. We're underway. Serve to Vernig, passed up ahead, tipped over by the Pioneers. Now it's Foley setting it to the back row where Schmea plays it. Here's Jessica Hawks, her first hit. Played by Foley's back row, kept over by Zapp of the Falcons. Now the Pioneers want Vernig near side, and she got it inside the line. It's a 1-0 start for the Pioneers. 1-0, Piers. Side out serve coming to the Pioneers now, and it's Jessica Hawks first up in rotation. One nothing serve. Jessica got it over the net, played up front. This is Kelvington. Far side hit off the block and down. That's Shelby Johnson nailing it. Johnson, a 5'6 senior. 1-1. Second serve over to Reardon. Reardon wants Hawks. Here comes Rebecca Oppen on a tip, covered by the Falcons. Got it floated over. Now Square will tip it over for Foley. Pioneers play it ahead. Set back by Kelvington for Square. Dug out of the back row by the Pioneers' Hawks, who gets it to the back far corner. Middle hit coming. Nope. Passed it over, and that's a good hit by Kirsten Strothall. Makes it 2-1. 2-1 Foley. Game one just underway. And the serve played by Reardon, back row. Now Kendra Fisher plays it over to Nicole Zapp up front. And this is going to be four hits on Foley. 2-2. Service to Piers. It's Rachel Vernig. Reardon will sit down as Ottman comes back in. Rachel's serve played by the libero Larson in the middle back. And now it'll be a free ball over, played by Vernig. Vernig pushes it up for Hawks. Here comes Kendra Fisher off a tip, and that should be a point for Pierce. 3-2. Pioneers with the lead early. Again, Vernig to serve. Rachel to the libero. Good pass over. Here's Johnson. Square just knocks it across. Now the Pioneers scrambling, and they won't play it. 3-3. Side out to Foley. Cassie Larson leaves, and coming into the front row is Vanessa Brenny, 5'7 senior. Shelby Johnson to Cassie Schmea, but she can't play it. She sends it into the support, and it's 4-3 for Foley. The running jump serve, that one, deflected off of Cassie. And it's 5-3. Back-to-back service winners here for Shelby Johnson. And Johnson to Ottman, now Hawks, middle pushed across by Kendra Fisher, played by Johnson in the Foley back row. And now they will not get it over into the student section across the way. And 5-5 now as Hannah Call will come in for Kendra Fisher, and Hannah will go back to serve. Hannah Call, sophomore. And gets the whistle and got it just over the net and dropped over. A lucky bounce there for Hannah Call. Just hit the top of the tape and crawled over and dropped. Pioneers now. We'll get another call serve to the back row, played by Strosaw. Free ball at the net, down on the Falcon side, 6-5 Pierce. So Carl with back-to-back service points. And Hannah up now. This is square from the near post. Tips it over and hit the out-of-bounds marker. Barbara Poole extending up above the net on the right side. Clips that. And once it does that, it's like a foul ball in baseball. So it's 7-5. Carl, that one's long. 7-6. Too much on that. And Foley will get the side-out serve. This is Cassie Larson, and she will send it long as well. So the teams trade service errors, and it's 8-6. Leah Furman comes in for Brianna Hopkins. And it will be Furman to serve. Good serve to Shelby Johnson up front. Oh, and that's going to be four hits. The set was behind the oncoming middle hitter. She tried to reach back and get it, Kirsten Strosall, but too far. And it's 9-6, and then Leah sends it into the net. 9-7, and Foley will serve. Leah Furman out. Brianna Hopkins back in. 9-7 in game one. Piers by two. This is Kirsten Strosall, 5'3 senior. Free ball at the net, tipped over by Foley's Vanessa Brenny. 9-8. Serve coming for Strosall. Off the net and to the Piers side, played by Verney. Got it back. Verdict hammers it home. Rachel. And that'll bring Claire Reardon in to serve at 10-8. Second kill of the night for Vernig. Back to Larson. Up front, this is Kelvington. Blocked at the net, played back row by Reardon. Hopkins in the middle for Furman. That is low and into the net, but it was blocked up front, kept alive by the Pioneers. Now Foley attacking, pushed to Call in the Pioneer back line. Hawks winds up, dug out by Johnson deep. And now Larson will pass it over to Reardon. Up front, Hopkins. Hopkins off a Furman hit. Back for Kelvington. That ball goes long, and it's 11-8. 11-8, Piers, Reardon to serve again here on youaretheresports.com, and that one just into the net. Similar to a serve we had just a little bit ago from Hannah Carr, where it did hit the tape and roll over this time, a little bit lower, and it stayed on the Piers side. And there's an ace down the near side for Foley's Vanessa Brenny. 11-10, and now Brenny will serve for the tie. Brenny. Oh, Vernick misplayed that. Not sure what happened there to Rachel, but that certainly wasn't by design. 11-11. And now for the lead. Brenny back row to Hannah Carr for Vernick. And Hopkins punches it across. Now at the net. Directed across and played by Cassie Schmay up front. But she couldn't hit it again, and she had to back away, and nobody got to it. It dropped right at Cassie's feet. So Foley's in front now, 12-11. Oh, and Vernon again can't play that one. 13-11. Coach Tauchus up, directing her team, positioning-wise. Two-point Foley lead is Brenny. Another good serve to call. Boy, they're having all kinds of trouble with the serve receive off Brenny. 14-11 and a timeout for Piers. Coach Tauchus will try and figure things out here for her team. Falcons 14, Pioneers 11, midway through game one on youaretheresports.com.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Are you considering selling your home in the near future? If so, contact Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Dave's a licensed agent with RE/MAX Central, serving the Little Falls, Pierce, the Eastern Morrison County Lakes area, and all the surrounding areas. Let Dave guide you through the process of selling your home. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
We're back in Foley after the serve, and we have a Foley violation, and that'll get the side out back to Pierce. 14-12 now. Pioneers trail, and Cassie Schmea will come in to serve. I should say drop back to serve. Schmea, low serve into the net. 15-12 Foley in game one. Next serve played by Schmea up front. Hopkins for Fisher, pushes it over. Did she get it in? No, send it wide. 16-12. Here's the jump serve from Haley Kelvington. That's a winner. 17-12 Foley, and they're doing it at the service line here. Kelvington, the only underclassman for Foley that has seen action so far. Good serve, played that time well in the back row by Schmea. Up to the net, but right there to hammer it home was Shelby Johnson. And Foley has opened up an 18-12 lead. Here's Kelvington to serve again. 18-12. Kelvington rips it to Vernick. Passes up front for Brianna Hopkins. Here's Hawk playing the winner. Open spot down the far corner. And Jessica nailed it home. 18-13, and Hawks will serve. Here's the Hawks. Serve to the back row. Minutes indecision. Now Shelby Johnson gets it over for Foley. Hawks near side for Vernick. Off on the block up front. Off the block. And we've got a Foley timeout. Timeout Foley. 18-14, we'll be back after this.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Welcome back. We're in Foley. And the serve is into the net. Side out. And there's a winner for Foley. 20-14. Here you go, girl. At the line is Foley. And here's Vernick. Got it over. Now Johnson sets it back for Strosal. Back row. Played ahead by Schmea, but out. And the service goes to Foley, closing in on a game one victory now. ...21-14... service for the Falcons. Assumed the lead midway through.
and have built on it. Shmaya for Hawks. And from the back row, tipped over and in by Rachel Vernig. 21-15. Rachel Vernig with the serve. Back row, play to the net. This is Kelvington, tipped over by Johnson. Pioneer scrambling, and it is point Foley. The tip by Johnson, setting the tone on that one. 22-15, and here comes Shannon Case for the first time. 5'6 senior. Case to replace Vanessa Brenny. Pioneers trailing 22-15. And a timeout. Piers will use a timeout. Their second and final of the game. So Foley, 3 points from a win in game one. We'll be back. Game one's conclusion coming up after this.
Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and youaretheresports.com.
The referee's whistle. Imagine wielding its incredible power. The game is close. A big high school rivalry. The air is heavy. Students chant while the cheerleaders...
All right, we are back in Foley. 22-16, serve to Piers. They get it across to Vernig now. Vernig will play it up. It tipped across and kept alive by the Falcons. Winding up is Strozal. Played back row by Hannah Call. Shmaya tips it across. Falcons attacking. Blocked up front by Rebecca Ottman and off a diving Shelby Johnson. Point for the Pioneers. 22-17. Service for Hannah Long. 23-17. Pioneers. Just too many service errors here in game one. Up front, here's Hawks. Off a block, Shmaya's hit. Tipped across and in. That's Haley Kelvington. And it is game point Foley, 24-17. Service, Larson winner, game one to Foley. Went off of Call and out, Foley takes game one, 25-17. The team switch sides. We will be back. We will have game two next on You Are There Sports.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge app available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Dan Rushlow here, a candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, nine of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at rushlowforsheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff Campaign.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Welcome back. It's one game to none in favor of Foley, taking game one, 25-17. So, Pioneers will start now in the court to my left with Jessica Hawks to serve to start this second game. Hawks, Schmea, Claire Reardon, Vernig, Hopkins, and Fisher for the Pioneers. Larson, Johnson, Squira, as the whistle sends Hawks serve across. Back row for Shelby Johnson. Over for Stroza. Back to Johnson. Good dig in the back by Reardon. Now Hopkins free balls it across. Pioneers now on defense. And there's a kill near side for Nicole Zapp, who got it down. And it's a 1-0 start for Foley. Zapp to serve. Service to Schmea. Pops it up. Over for Hawks. Middle for Fisher off a tip. Kept alive now by Kelvington. Knocked across by Stroza. Pioneers play it back to the Foley side. Here comes Squira from the far side. Winner, 2-0. A 2-0 lead for Foley in game two. Schmea pass to the net off the serve. Tipped with the left hand by Kendra Fisher. Squira passes it across. Tipped up by Strozal and over. Fisher sends it right back to the Foley back line. Back set. Squira can't get to it. And it's into the bleachers. 2-1 now. 2-1. And serving is Rachel Vernig. Sends it over. Played by Kelvington. Johnson to Schmea in the back. Here comes Hopkins just off a tip. That's going to count. Tipped up front by a blocker and then skipped long, and so it's 2-2. So now the Pioneers will serve for the lead early in game two with Rachel Vernig, senior co-captain, along with Jessica Hawks. Played by Cassie Larson. Coming over is Kelvington to pass near side to Stroza. Pioneers play that. Ottman pushes it over. Back for Stroza. And did that go wide? It did in front of the Pioneer bench. And Pierce leads 3-2. 3-2 lead for Pierce. Game two just underway. Foley taking the opener 25-17. Here's at home Thursday against Howard Lake Waverly. Foley likewise home against Little Falls. There's a service winner, and it's 4-2. Second, another serve coming for Rachel Vernig. Back row, Stroza. Now Larson will get it over. Passed up front, Hawks far side, unwinding. The winner is Ottman. Rebecca Ottman makes it a 5-2 lead. And Coach Wheeler will send Shannon Case, replacing Kirsten Strosall. Vernon to serve at 5-2, Piers. Sends it, Case just in, makes a nice dig, diving ahead. Now the Pioneers pass to the net with Hawk, sets up Hopkins, who hammers it in. Big hit for Brianna Hopkins, and a timeout, Foley. Pierce 6, Foley 2, timeout. Back after this.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge app available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
We are back in Foley tonight. Pioneers and Falcons in volleyball action. Foley leading 1-0. And at the service line for Piers, Rachel Vernick with a 6-2 lead. And coming out of the timeout, she sends it long, 6-3. And that one is into the net. Point for Foley. Excuse me. Yes, point Foley. Service for Hannah Carr. 7-3. And Hannah sends it. Back row played. Ahead. This is Squirrel winding up and finding the back line for the winner. 7-4. 7-4 lead. Side out serve will go to Cassie Larson of Foley. Larson approaches the service line and sends it to Rachel Vernig. Ahead for Hawks. Now for Schmea. Blocked up front. Good block by Vanessa Brenny. 7-5. Off the net, played by Vernig. Hawks. Here comes Hopkins, and Hopkins will get a winner off the back row of Shelby Johnson. And we have a sub in. It'll be Leah Furman. Furman will replace Hopkins. Service coming. Here's Leah running up. Back row to Johnson. Johnson, near side. Case bumps it over for Furman. Now ahead. Here is Ottman. Blocked. Nope, wasn't blocked. It was into the net. 8-6. Back in comes Brianna Hopkins for Leah. And likewise, Foley will change, bringing Kirsten Strosall for Case back into the lineup. 8-6. And it'll be service for Kirsten Strozal. Here it comes, and it's a winner inside the corner. 8-7. Here's the service. And it is 8-8 now. Double hit. Strozal to serve for the lead. Played back by Vernig. Ottman and over. Now a hit. Knocked over the net. Kept up by Vernig. Hawks will chase. Got to it. Free ball to the back. Free ball at the net. And down on the Foley side. Pioneers win that scramble. And Pioneers take a 9-8 lead. Good serve, Larson, and now it'll force Case to just pass it over the net to Reardon. Ahead, Hopkins wants Vernig on the far side. Strozal plays it ahead. This is Kelvington to Case. Back row for Carr. Now, Johnson from the back line. Pass to the net. Case gets it over again. Vernig Back set from Hopkins for Hawks. Larson is there to cover. Here's a hit across from Zapp. Zapp ahead, knocked by Verding to the back row. Best scramble and rally of the night here. Another hit. That one's into the net, and the Pioneers will win it. 10-8. Service for Reardon. And that's a winner. Back row played it into the bleachers. Claire, the sophomore, libero to Shelby Johnson. Ahead, this is Kelvington. Got it over. Sets up Hopkins on a tip. Now, near side hit coming for Zapp. Good dig back row. Reardon passes for Hopkins for Verding into the net. Makes it 11-9, and Foley will serve. This will be Vanessa Brenny. Brenny just got that over, and it's a winner. Go, 11-10, another serve coming. Reardon, got it, ahead Hawks. Passed ahead, Johnson tip. Pioneers scrambling, they got it. Hawks ahead, Schmea knocks it over. Near side, Brenny. That was Zapp. Now Hawks winds up and got it. Jessica Hawks with the point, 12-10. Serve for Cassie Schmea. Good dig. Back row. Larson was there. And ooh, unwinding is Johnson and way long. And into the net. Pioneers will get the point. And we're going to have a timeout. Pierce 14, Foley 10.
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Root. Introducing our giant of geometry. With an A-plus average in advanced trig, he's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog!
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes, even the math club.
Back in Foley, 14-10, and again, coming out of a timeout, it's a long serve, 14-11. That one from Cassie Schmea. Schmea takes the serve, passes ahead to Hopkins. And now Verning plays it to the Foley back line. Johnson knocks it across. Hopkins in the middle for Fisher. Tipped, and we have Foley in the net. Foley into the net, and it is now 15-11. Here's the serve. Back row. Hawks. Fisher tips, and it's wide. Shelby Johnson will serve. 17-14, Piers by 3. Johnson to Schmea. Up ahead, Hawks, near side. Brianna Hopkins, nice dig there by Zapp. Now it's Strosall, got it over. Hawks pushes it across for Rebecca Hoffman, and her pass too long. Oh, 17-15, and a timeout. Timeout taken, and the Pioneers will try and right the ship as some of the momentum trying to swing towards Foley now. Other games within Central Minnesota Conference tonight. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, the Pioneers' next opponent, is at New London Spicer tonight. Litchfield is at Eden Valley Watkins. Those are the only other two conference matches. In the Central Lakes, you've got Sartell at Alex, Apollos in Brainerd, Fergus Falls at Sauk Rapids, Ricori at Tech. A couple of other Granite Ridge schools playing tonight. Mora's at Malacca, Albany at Cathedral. Service for Johnson. 17-15, Falcons trail, passed ahead. Hawks wants Fisher, winds up and off the block and in. Good hit by Kendra Fisher from the middle, 18-15. And here comes Hannah Call to substitute in to serve for Fisher. Service played, Johnson back row. This will be hit over to Hawks. Now Hopkins, back for Jessica Hawks. Free ball to the back line for Foley. Square up, middle hit coming for Foley off a block of Schmea and down. That was Vanessa Brenny. 18-16, here comes Cassie Larson in to serve. And into the net. Boy, a lot of service errors tonight. 19-16. And this is Furman, Leah for Johnson. Over now, here is Zapp, dug out by Vernig. Again, a set in the middle, tipped up by the blockers up front, Schmea. Furman for Cassie in the middle, and it sends long. We're in Foley tonight. 19-17, we are in game number two. Foley took game one, 25-17, and now they've closed it to one, picking up a point there to make it 19-18. Get the feeling we could be here a while tonight if Pioneers can win this second game. Tipped over, what an ace! Oh, what a play by Brianna Hopkins up front. A really late ace tip, and it's 20-18. Here's Johnson across to Vernig. Now Hopkins wants some Schmea, punches it over from the middle hitter. Free ball at the net, won by Pierce. 21-18. Pioneers by three. Reardon to serve. Good serve, Larson. Pass up. Here comes Zapp, played by the Pioneers. Tipped at the net, Hawks for Hopkins. Now Schmea knocks it across. Strozal plays it to the net. Up front. Now it's Schmea sending it to the back row. And long. Nope, that was in apparently. So 21-19. Service to Hannah Call. Hopkins off for Vernig. Good hit, but a good dig as well at the back row. Played at the net by the Pioneers. Vernig tipped, and the Falcons able to play it alive, but down. 22-19. Hey, Service for Shmaya. Cassie gets the whistle from Nick Burscheid out of Gray Eagle, Minnesota. Here's a pass over, and it is ruled in by the back judge. And the service. Played up front at the net, tipped over, Pioneers, and there's a point. And it's 23-20, double hit ruled on Foley. In comes Shelby Johnson. Sam Brenny will leave. They look so much alike, I didn't even notice they'd exchange places on the court. Here's the serve at 23-20. Johnson ahead, got it back, fires it into the net. Into the net, 24-20, it's game point. 4 the game, Hawks. Jessica runs up, zips it across, played. Pass up front from the back line. It's Shmaya. Hawks again. Far side, here comes Vernig. Tips it over. Foley. And Shmaya kept it alive. Now over for Hopkins. Into the net. Into the net. And so Foley stays in there at 24-20. Fisher, now for Hawks, near side Vernig, to the back line where Foley pops it straight up in the air. Johnson now for Squera, directs it across for Reardon. Hawks, back cross court hit and down for the winner, and Pioneers have taken game two. That was Rachel Vernig finishing it off, and the Pioneers have evened this match up. 25-21. And the teams will switch again. The Pioneers dropping game one, 25-17, rebounding for a 25-21 game two victory. There it is. I think that's much better. There we go. Oh, hello. Folks, I'm working with brand new equipment. This is just out of the box, literally. So if you've had some issues, I think as I'm broadcasting, I'm also talking with someone in Maryland, and we're getting things squared away here. Slowly but surely. Nothing like working on the fly, huh? But already in my headset, that adjustment, I think, sounds pretty good. Much better. So the Pioneers and Falcons will go at least four tonight. And that's nothing new for Foley in their 10 matches. One, two, three, four. Well, almost half. Four out of 10 have gone at least four. One of them's gone the full five. That was Kimball here. That was Foley's first win, a 3-2 victory. So Pioneers evening things up, and now they'll look to go to work in game three. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Pioneer Volleyball tonight on YouAreTheirSports.com. Game three up next.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Kendra Fisher, member of the Pierce Pioneer Volleyball team. All fall sports are in full swing. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thanks to everyone who makes the Pierce community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge Up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Okay, welcome back. We're in Foley tonight. Each team has won a game. And game three now about to get underway. Don't forget, this Friday night, Pioneer football team returns home against Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Pioneers 3-0, ranked sixth in the latest Class 3A polls. And Friday night, they will be honoring the 10-year anniversary of the state prep bowl champions, including one Brian Vernig. Lois just walked by. That was for her benefit, Brian's mom. First point goes to Foley, 1-0. At the line to serve is Kelvington. Finds Rachel Vernick, Brian's youngest sister. Tipped over. Played up now, back row. Here comes Squera and tipped to the back line. Good decision by Squera. She scoped that out and saw that the back line had crept in, and she just pushed it to the open spot. 2-0. Service for Kelvington. And good play there by Shmea. Hawks far side off a tip. Back row pass. This is Stroh's all for Squera. This time she winds up. Shmea answers. Tipped over by Foley. Shmea plays it in the back row. Free balled over by Hawks. Now ahead, this is Kelvington. Reardon in the back row. Shmea scrambling. And Fisher got it over. At the net. Here comes Zapp. Played up by Reardon across. Foley sets up Zapp again. Blocked at the net. Hawks kept it alive, and it's a carry. Good scramble. Won by Foley, and they've jumped out to the 3-0 lead in game three. The swing game. A dig from the back row by Shmea. Now punched across by Vernick. Larson. Up front for Kelvington. Tipped by Squera. Oh, great dive by Reardon. Kept it alive. Kelvington again. Johnson on a floating tip. Now Hawks will set up Vernick for an attack. Blocked by Squera and down. Johnson and Squera, probably Shelby Johnson for the ace block there. 4-0 in favor of Foley. Drove by and Falcons had a big tennis match. Big crowd there. Here's the serve, little floater to Vernick. Now Claire Reardon over for Hawks, off the net and over. Larson plays it up front for Kelvington. Squera will push it. Reardon, back row. Hopkins scrambles over and pre-balled over by Kendra Fisher. Larson, and oh. Kendra hit it to the libero, back row Larson, and her pass went straight up, hit the back of the basketball backboard. Came ricocheting right back down. Not much help for her there. 4-1, first point for Piers and Hawks now. Good serve, middle back, up front, Kelvington. Johnson unwinds, played by Vernick, up for Reardon, now tipped over by Fisher. Knocked across by Foley. Piers will set it up with Hawks in the middle. Kendra pushes it to the back line. Squera, cross-court pass. That's Zapp getting it over. Vernick at the net on a tip, and a good play by Kelvington. Haley Kelvington went diving to the floor and elevated the ball just over the net and dropping it on the Piers side for the winner. 5-1. The serve by Zapp. Rachel Vernick drills it off Kelvington in the back line. Good hit by Rachel Vernick to make it 5-2. Rebecca Ottman will replace Reardon in the front row. Here comes Rachel Vernick to serve. 5-2, Pioneers trail game three. They won the previous game, tipped by Squera, but Ottman was there. Rebecca gets it back from Hawks. Her hit blocked up front. Now it's on the Foley side where Kelvington asks for the ball. Johnson directs a tip across and off of Brianna Hopkins and out. 6-2 lead for Foley. And checking in is Vanessa Brenny, but first a timeout. Foley 6, Piers 2, Game 3 in Foley when we return on YouAreTheirSports.com.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Are you considering selling your home in the near future? If so, contact Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Dave's a licensed agent with RE/MAX Central, serving the Little Falls, Pierce, the eastern Morrison County Lakes area, and all the surrounding areas. Let Dave guide you through the process of selling your home. For all your real estate needs, call Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Welcome back to Foley, where another Falcon point off a misplayed serve receive makes it 7-2.
Passes to the center, ladies. Let's go.
Here's the serve across. That's into the net. Vernick not able to play that one from the far back corner, and Foley has jumped out 8-2 here in game three. Never want to let a team get too far in front. Johnson runs up and cranks it across to Ottman. Fisher directs it back line. Now it's Kelvington. Back sets for Squira. Good dig off a tip by Schmea. Here's Rachel Vernig punching it to the back line. Kelvington straight up in the air and in. That's not a textbook set, but it worked. As finishing the play was Kirsten Strosall. 9-2 lead. JV swept all three for the Pioneers for their second win. Now, here's a free ball at the net, and there's the long arms of Square deflecting it across. Back by the Falcons, and they send it long. That hit by Brenny. Foley 9, Pierce 3 in game 3. Hannah Call comes in. We'll have Thursday's match with Howard Lake Waverly Winstead back from the MAC in Pierce. About 7:15. Johnson tips it in from the back line. And it's 10-3 Foley, and now Larson will replace Square to serve. Falcons in our court to our left. Larson for Rachel Vernig. Hawks now wants Ottman, and she hammers it, but air in the back line for Foley was Zapp. And we've got in the net the Falcons. Nope, Pioneers in the net. I'm sorry. 11-3 Foley. I still haven't figured out that call. There's a serve into the net. That'll give it back. 11-4. Pierce won the previous game 25-21. Foley took the opener 25-17. Here comes Leah Furman to serve for Brianna Hopkins. Leah gets the whistle. The serve at 11-4. Good serve to Larson. Into the net, and that's going to be a point. 11-5. The ball just kept floating from Larson, the libero in the back row. And not much that the Falcons could do with that one. So it's a six-point lead for Foley now at 11-5. And Furman again for Shelby Johnson. Up front, Kelvington. Kelvington pushed across by Nicole Zapp. Furman for Ottman, and an odd angle. She couldn't really do much of that. It was almost horizontal to the net from where she played it in front of the scorer's table. 12-5, and into serve is Strozal. Now, Vernick receives serve. Wants Hawks near side, cross court off of Strozal. Strozal will get it back from Larson. Back line for Call. Ahead, Schmea free balls it over. Call scrambling, punches it up. Vernig, they've got one more hit, and they got it over. Shelby Johnson, now Kelvington in the middle, and we got a carry. Well, that didn't look good right away for the Pioneers, but they stuck with it, and it paid off. 12-6. Service now for Claire Reardon, who comes in. Claire to her fellow libero. And directed across and in by Kelvington. Haley Kelvington, a 5'6 junior, earns the point for Foley at 13-6. Vanessa Brenny back for call. Hannah up front for Brianna Hopkins and hit by Hawks. Now Kelvington will get it over. Reardon plays it up front for Hopkins in the middle for Shmaya and in the net, Foley. Johnson called in the net, 13-7. Who's up in the rotation here? Here comes Kendra Fisher in for Hannah Call in the front line substitution. It's Cassie's turn. Cassie Shmaya, 5'9 sophomore middle hitter. Here's the serve. Back roll, Strozal. Up ahead, Kelvington. Johnson got it. Little tip by Foley's Shelby Johnson. 14-7. Now Kelvington to serve. Kelvington finds Vernig in the back. Tipped across by Hopkins. Kelvington comes up to set Squira. Her push to the back line. Shmaya was there that time. Directed across again by Pierce. Kelvington wants Johnson in the middle. Shmaya again back row. Now it's Vernig from the near side. For Strozal. Kelvington pass across for Zapp. Finds the line left side. Winner for Nicole Zapp. Good work up front by Kelvington. And it's 15-7. Kelvington at the line. To Reardon, and that's a winner. 16-7. Claire couldn't handle that cleanly. So far, this is the biggest gap between the two teams in our first 2.5 games. 16-7, a 9-point margin for Foley. They jumped out early and have built on it. Here's Hopkins wanting Hawks, and Hawks off a block will get the point on the far side to make it 16-8. Another serve coming, and this time it's Jessica Hawks at the top of the rotation. Jessica delivers. Shelby Johnson for Kelvington. Comes near side for Zaff, blocked by Vernick, kept alive by Hopkins. Hawks back to Vernick now, tipped across, and Foley plays that one well. They're going to get it across. Now Kendra Fisher, Hawks in the middle, back sets over, tipped up, and that's a winner. Good job by Brianna Hopkins from the far side, 16-9. Pioneers trying to reel in the Falcons here in game three. Still a long way to go. Hawks. Back row. Kelvington. Square up. Blocked up front. Kept across by the Pioneers. Now Foley will set up again. Kelvington goes far side for Zapp, and that's a winner. Off the double block of Fisher and Hopkins on the far side. Makes it 17-9. Service for Foley. Played by Pierce. They get it over. Vernig off the net and in. Rachel Vernig makes it 17-10. Here comes Rebecca Ottman into the front line for Claire Reardon. Rebecca Ottman front line. Here's Rachel Vernig's serve. And that's a winner. The pass from the back line. Nicole Zapp into no man's land up under the net. Larson now will replace Brenny. 17-11, Foley game three. There will be a fourth game. Each team has won a game so far. Johnson kept alive by Vernig, but into the net, and it's 18-11. Nicole Square, a 6'2 senior up front. Now back in is Brenny. And this is Shelby Johnson, 5'6 senior. And it's played by the Pioneers, tipped across, and in. That was Rebecca Ottman with the play. Little change up on the near side by Rebecca. And it's 18-12, and Hannah Call will come in to serve for Kendra Fisher. Hannah, see if we can put a string together here. Call, good serve. And Kelvington played over by Strozall. This will give Piers a chance to set something up. From the far side, knocked across. There was Foley. Here's Squira pushing it back to Call. Call plays it ahead. Hawks for Ottman. Big hit by Rebecca. And it's 18-13. Timeout Falcons. Coach Sheila Wheeler says, let's talk it over. Piers trails 18-13 in game three from Foley.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Back in Foley, Pioneers trail 18-13 here in the third game. Service by Call up front, Kelvington at the net, tipped over and in. Point for Foley. Larson to serve as she checks in as the libero for Squira. 19-13, Falcons with the lead. Larson, low serve, but got it over, and that's going to be a point. Vernon came diving in, but couldn't do anything with it directionally as she sent it into the Foley crowd here. 20-13, Falcons. Larson again for Rebecca Ottman. Now ahead for Hawks. Here comes Vernon from the attack line, and it is long by just a bit. 21-13, Foley. And we have a substitute coming in. This is Samantha Brenny. Brenny will replace Shelby Johnson. Up here. 21-13, Falcons with the lead, trying to take the 2-1 match lead. Larson hammers it back to Hannah Call. Good pass up front. Hawks winding up and knocking it down is Cassie Schmea. We haven't seen much from Cassie in the attack mode tonight. She's been quiet up front, but she got that one. 21-14, Leah Furman comes in to serve, replacing Brianna Hopkins. Leah. And it's long. Late decision and a good decision by Cassie Larson to let that one fly by. 22-14, Furman back out, Hopkins back in. For Foley, Case returns, replacing Nicole Zapp. 22-14, Foley. At the line is Kirsten Strosall. Good serve to Vernig. Vernig passes ahead. Hopkins back set for Ottman, and Rebecca misfires wide. 23-14, Foley. Looking to close out game three and send us to game four. 2 points from victory here in game three are the Falcons. That one took a little something off the serve. Pioneers were ready for it. Knocked over by Schmea and in. Cassie with the winner. 23-15. Reardon in to serve. Pioneers are down by eight. Here's the service across to Larson. Finds Kelvington, and the hit from Brenny in the middle is good. That's Vanessa Brenny. And it's game point in game three for Foley. And it's Vanessa Brenny at the line to close out this third game. Brenny sends it to Vernig. Vernig to Hopkins, and free balled over. And in the corner, that was Hawks. Hawks found an opening in the back line. 24-16. Fisher in for Call. Front row substitution for the Pioneers. And at the line, Schmea sends. Oh! Miscommunication between Larson and Strosall. They both started for it and then pulled up, and it dropped between them, 24-17. Another serve coming for Cassie Schmea. Schmea. Back row, that's played by Vanessa Brenny. Sam Brenny tips it in for the winner, and Foley has taken game three. So they've traded wins in the first three, and Foley now leads the match 2-1 following the 25-17 win. Game four up next.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Pierce Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and youaretheresports.com.
The referee's whistle.
Dan Rushlow here, a candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, nine of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at rushlowforsheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff Camp.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Okay, we're ready to go here in game number four as the Falcons take the court. If they win game four, it's over. If the Pioneers can win, we'll go to the fifth game. 2-1, Foley. Game score so far, Falcons in game one, 25-17. Pioneers in game two, 25-21. And then the Falcons pick up the game three win, 25-17. Pierce to serve game four to begin with Jessica Hawks. Reardon in for Rebecca Ottman. And here we go with game four. Hawks fires it across. Johnson in the back near corner. Gets it back off Reardon and in. 1-0 Foley to start game four. And to serve is Foley's Nicole Zapp. Zapp to Schmea. Here comes Vernig in front of the Pioneer bench. Back to Claire. Claire Reardon gets it over. Kelvington wants Johnson in the middle, and that is long, just by a bit. 1-1. At the line now, Rachel Vernig. Vernig sends it to Larson. Up front, Kelvington. Squira dug out, but passed wide by Hawks. 2-1 in favor of Foley. Pioneers went 5 last Thursday night before dropping to Holdingford. It's the only match they've gone the distance in their 1-8 start to this 2014 season. There's a good hit by Hopkins. Falcons, oh, yeah, they got it over. Now Hawks pushes it across, far side, winding up is Ottman. Played up ahead by Brenny. Fisher for Hawks, back for Kendra, tipping in. Kendra Fisher with the winner. 2-2. Important not to let the Falcons get out ahead to a big lead. Pioneers just have not shown the consistency to put together a long scoring run. So you got to keep it close. And it's early in game four at 2-2, and here's Hannah Call coming in to serve. And I think we might have some moisture on the floor or something. Nope. Little bit of a delay. A couple of the Pioneers came towards the bench. Now the serve across. Played by Strosahl. Kelvington in the middle. Tipped across. Played by Vernig. Hawks back set for Hopkins. Hopkins gets it off of Zapp. Plays it ahead. Kelvington. Square started for it and then stopped. And it's a 3-2 lead for Piers. It looked like Nicole Squirra wanted that one, but then she pulled up on it, and it dropped. Another serve for Hannah Call. Back row, Strozall ahead. Kelvington, this time Squirra will get it, and it's fired off the block. 3-3. Here comes Cassie Larson in to serve for Nicole Squirra. Good low serve over the net. Call passes to Ottman. Free balled over by Rachel Vernick. Now Kelvington in the middle. And Brenny knocks it off. And it's played by Hawks. Schmea got it across. Kelvington will set it up again. And it's Strozahl floating it over. Now Hopkins in the middle. Cassie Schmea has her hit blocked. And that, oh, they somehow got that over. Wow, good play by Schmea up front. Tipped across and in. Good play by Vanessa Brenny of Foley. And Foley moves ahead 4-3 in game four. It's 2-1 in favor of the Falcons. Larson again to serve for Hawks up front. Knocked across. Johnson keeps it alive. Played over by Kelvington. Now Call passes to the net where Hawks sends it. And Rebecca Ottman with a big hit. Oh, Rebecca really unleashing a shot there. 4-4, and here comes Leah Furman in. Furman will drop back to serve at 4-4. Here's Leah, and good pass up. Kelvington in the far corner, and a good set across. Little ace pass by Strozahl, and it's 5-4, and that'll bring Hopkins back in for Furman. 1-point lead for the Falcons, and Strozahl, and it's a wide serve, 5-5. Tried to just sneak it in the corner in front of the Pioneer bench. 5-5, Reardon in to serve. Pioneers in the court to our left here in Foley tonight, and that one is long. 6-5 Falcons. Up front, here is Hopkins in the middle, and Schmea can't get it up over the net. Cassie, little bit low, and it's 7-5. Here comes Hawks, right-handed hit, blocked up front by Johnson. Hawks a second time, back roll at the net, played by Jessica. Now Hopkins, Reardon will knock it across, Larson for Foley. Kelvington gives it back to Larson, and she hit it long. 7-6, side-out serve. Fisher will come in. Schmea drops back. Call comes out. Service for Cassie Schmea to tie the game. 7-6 lead for the Falcons. Kelvington for Johnson, and wide or long. Hard to tell, but in the far corner, the red flag raised by the official, and it's 7-7. For the lead now, Cassie Schmea. Top spin serve up to the net. Kelvington has her tip blocked, but it got down. Haley Kelvington, 8-7 lead now. And it's Kelvington's turn to serve. Off for Vernig. Hopkins over for Hawks. Hawks, oh, that one just long. 9-7. Kelvington to serve now with a two-point lead in game four. Down the sideline, Reardon races over to get it across. Now Squirrel will push it. Here comes Zapp. And off of Hopkins and out. 10-7 Foley. Again, these two teams met Saturday at the Sauk Rapids Tournament. Foley won in two games. Service to Hawks. Vernig passes up front where Fisher off a tip. Got it over. Squira hits it in the air. Johnson will tip it across. Reardon plays it back to the Foley side. Now Kelvington for Johnson in the middle. And the Falcons in the net. Shelby Johnson ruled for the violation. Makes it 10-8. Service for Jessica Hawks. Runs up and fires it. Johnson there. Kelvington sends it back to Johnson, falling backwards. Got it over. Now Hawks in the middle for Fisher. Kendra unwinds. And that is down for a point. From the back row, Kelvington did all she could to keep that one alive. But ball deflected towards the wall under the clock here at Foley High School. 10-9. Service for Hawks once more. Jessica rips it across to the middle back. Kelvington. She wants Johnson on the near side. Deflected off the block. Fisher got it, but couldn't control it. And it's 11-9. Foley by two. Foley leads 2-1 here tonight. Nicole Zapp sends it over. Schmeyer passes it across the net. Now Kelvington. Squira tips it. Reardon was there. Schmey in the back row. Free balled over by Brianna Hopkins and wide. Point for Foley at 12-9 Falcons. Nicole Zapp to serve again. Zapp knuckleballs one in between Schmey and Reardon in the back row. They kind of looked at each other. 13-9. So at about this point, we got to get a stop here. Here's another serve. Played up to Hawks. In the middle, Fisher uncorks a winner off of Kelvington. That's what the Pioneers needed. It's 13-10. Ottman will come in for Claire Reardon. It's Rachel Vernig's turn to serve. She drifts over to the far left corner where she likes the starter service at. 13-10 Foley in game four. To the back row, Strozal. Johnson off the Kelvington pass. Up ahead for Hawks. Far side attack for Ottman. Blocked! Oh, big block up front by Squira. Ottman couldn't drive it through. And it's 14-10 Falcons. And at the line to serve will be Shelby Johnson. Johnson fires it across. Fisher will get it. Now Ottman had a tip back by Squira, and the Pioneers in the net. 15-10 Foley. Johnson again. Johnson to the far sideline, played by Ottman, over for Hawks. Now Vernig sends it over for Strozal. Kelvington back sets for Squira, off a tip and in. Nicole Squira has given Foley a 16-10 lead. Kelvington really dishing it out tonight. The outstanding 5'6 junior center for Foley, setting things up in the attack. Floating serve played by Ottman. Got it back. She tips it over and in. Good play by Rebecca Ottman. 16-11. Fisher will come out and call comes in. 16-11. Pioneers must win here in game four to force the fifth game. Hannah sends it over. Good serve. Squira sends a hit across, and Pioneers have one more chance to get it over, but can't. It drops between Ottman and Hawks, and it's 17-11, and now Cassie Larson will drop back to serve. 5'2 senior libero. 5'2 replaces 6'2. Call passes ahead to Hawks in the middle. Schmeya off Johnson and down. Cassie Schmeya with the point. And now Leah Furman replaces Hopkins. Foley 17, Piers 12, game four. Leah Furman to serve. And here comes Leah. To Larson. Boy, she didn't get much on that. Johnson came over to help her out and bail her out. Now the Pioneers will play it. Furman sets up Schmea off a tip. Zaff plays it alive to Kelvington. Here comes a tip across and in by Brenny. Vanessa Brenny circled around and knocked it home. 18-12. Hopkins replaces Furman. And it's Kirsten Strosall's turn to serve. 18-12 Foley. Call can't play that one. 19-12 Foley. Pioneers starting to get into the deep water here, down 19-12 in game four. Strozall, that'll help. Into the net, 19-13. Reardon comes in to serve. Here's Claire's serve. Larson tipped over, kept alive. Pioneers scrambling, and they can't play it. I think they assumed that was going to drop, but the Falcons kept playing the point, and it pays off. 20-13. Service again by Vanessa Brenny for Hopkins, and now Hawks will get it over to the back row. Pass to the front where Kelvington. Who does she want? Johnson uncorks one long. Side out serve coming to the Pioneers. 20-14, Foley. Fisher in, call out. At the line to serve, Cassie Schmea. Down six. Here's a good serve to the middle back. Kelvington pushes it near side. Tipped and down. Winner for Foley's Nicole Zaff, and it's 21-14. Couple of subs will be put in now for Foley. One of them is Sam Brenny. Nicole Squirrel also checks in. And now a third one. This will be Shannon Case. All three of those girls have seen action tonight, so no new faces so far. 21-14 Foley. Here's the serve for Kelvington. Haley Kelvington got it across. Here's Hawks, near side attack. And that was tipped, and that's a point. It went off a blocker, and Hawks will go back to serve at 21-15 now. Pioneers are down 2-1 as Hawks prepares to serve. Jessica, good serve, back line. Kelvington in the middle for Squirra. Squirra to Reardon. Reardon free balls it up to the middle. Passed over, Brenny. Back row, Case got the top of the net. Pioneers there to play it. Schmea back for Reardon. Sends it over. Now Kelvington to the near side. Zaff off of Hawks, and that's a winner for Foley. Nicole Zapp from the near side, 22-15, Foley. And the Foley serve goes to Reardon, and that's going to go to the wall, 23-15. This is Zapp at the line for the Falcons. We might get a timeout. We do. Timeout, Pioneers. Foley, 2 points from winning tonight. They lead the match 2-1. They're up 23-15. Back after this.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Well, as Elvis saying, it's now or never for the Pioneers. 23-15 Foley. Game four. Here's the Zaff serve. It's long. Why is that? That happens so often after timeout. It's like the 3-0 pitch in baseball. It's almost automatic. 23-16 Vernick to serve for the Pioneers. Rachel got it over. Here comes the hit, and it's wide. Attempted cross court there by John, or excuse me, that was Sam Brenny, and it's 23-17. To the back line, played up ahead. Here comes Square, tipped, and Vernig, but her dig goes wide, and it's match point for Foley. 24-17 Foley. And to close it out is Samantha Brenny, a 5'7 senior. Serve across, Schmea. Up front for Hawks. In the middle, Fisher tip blocked and kept alive. Hawks pushes it over the net. Now Kelvington in the middle, unwinding a winner off the block, and it's going to be off. Oh, they say in the net, Foley. It looked like Case ruled for the violation, so 24-18. Pioneers still alive. Call will come in to serve. No margin for error now for the Pioneers. 24-18, they trail in game four. Hannah gets it over. Shannon Case plays it for Kelvington in the middle. Tipped across by Vanessa Brenny. Now played to the back line by Vernig. Over comes Kelvington to pass for Squira. Her pass across to the back line where Call. Now Ottman off a block and in. Rebecca Ottman earns the point from the far side. 24-19, another serve for Hannah Call. Hannah off for Kelvington. And there's the match, a winner for Vanessa Brenny. Sends it down the middle of the defense, and Foley wins in four tonight. The final in game four, Falcons 25, Pioneers 19. 3-1, Foley with the match. We'll be back. We'll have the post game coming up after this. You're listening to High School Volleyball on youaretheresports.com. We'll return right after these words.
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Introducing our giant of geometry. With an A-plus average in advanced trig, he's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog.
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes,
math club, math club, go, go!
Even the math club.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Kendra Fisher, member of the Pierce Pioneer Volleyball Team. All fall sports are in full swing. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible, and thanks to everyone who makes the Pierce community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
All right, we are back in Foley where the Falcons defeat the Pioneers 3-1 this evening. Teams traded wins in the first two. Falcons winning 25-17 to open the match. Pioneers answered with a 25-21 victory. But then the Falcons close it out with wins 25-17 and in the finale 25-19. Coach Sandy Towges joins me here. And Coach, a 1-1 game after two, and Falcons got out to the big lead. That's a trend here. I don't know if the Pioneers are explosive or, I don't know, technically sound enough. We just lost power momentarily. But anyway, to let a team get really far ahead to reel them back in.
Yeah, it's really tough. You know, in that set when they went out explosive, they started tipping the ball, and the girls just weren't reading that quick enough to get up to that ball and dig it. And they fell behind, and it's tough with young kids for them to learn to fight back. Hopefully they'll get better at that, though.
Back up a little bit. Let's just give us a brief recap. The Pioneers did get into the W column this weekend against... was it Little Fork, Big Falls, in your opener at the Sauk Rapids tournament?
Yeah, they did. They got their first win there at the Sauk Rapids tournament. And, you know, Big Fork was a pretty good team. They have a good middle there that we were able to shut down. Girls were just very effective, actually, with their blocking, and that took Big Fork out of their offense. And so we were able to pull out a victory there.
As we watch this game develop tonight, I'm sure as a coach, you're sitting there and you're watching the other team. Well, you know it very well with your own outstanding center, Jessica Hawks, but this Haley Calvington really does a nice job up at the net for Foley as well.
Yeah, she does. You know, she was a young setter for them, but she has been setting for a little while and has just been really effective and has learned to be a smart setter at the net.
When you take away and break down this game tonight, what will you like about your performance? What will you say that, hey, girls, this is something we really need to key on?
You know, actually, there was some good things that we did tonight. There were a couple things that we really focused on yesterday in practice, and they executed those things. So, you know,
the message is getting through.
Yeah, yeah. They're responding to the things that we're working on, and those are positives. So just some of the fundamental things that we need to continue to work on.
Yes, the growing process continues. Sometimes it's painful.
Yeah.
But you don't stop playing, that's for sure. And Pioneers will go at it again Thursday night. Back to conference action. What do you know about Howard Lake Waverly-Winsted?
You know, Howard Lake graduated a few seniors last year, so their team is kind of like ours. They're young, they're a little down, so I think it should be a good matchup for us.
Okay, thanks, Sandy, and we'll see you Thursday.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that's the head coach of the Pioneers, Sandy Touges, joining us here as Foley wins this one 3-1, 25-17. Pioneers took game two, 25-21. Foley winning then 25-17 and 25-19 to finish off the match. For Foley, their record is now 5-6 overall. Their next match is back here Thursday night. They'll take on the Little Falls Flyers, and that's a Granite Ridge conference matchup. For the Pioneers, they fall to 1-9 on the season. They're back home on Thursday as well. They will welcome in conference foe Howard Lake Waverly-Winsted about 7:15 on the opening serve for that one. And, of course, you'll hear it right here on YouAreThereSports.com. So 3-1 in favor of Foley here tonight. Good luck to the Falcons the rest of the way, and we'll see you Thursday night for more volleyball action with the Lakers in town, and again on Friday night with high school football returning. Pioneers and Howard Lake Waverly-Winsted will play at 7 o'clock in Pierce. And don't forget, on Friday night, it's the 10-year anniversary celebration of the Prep Bowl Champions of 2004. Members of the team will be introduced at halftime during the game. And then there will be a gathering afterwards, a social gathering. Get to talk to the fellas and find out what they've been up to and just kind of relive some of the glory days. Can you believe it's been 10 years since the Pioneers brought home the championship trophy in 2004, defeating Eden Valley Watkins? So that gathering will be at the Brickyard after Friday night's football game. So a lot of fun things coming up here. Volleyball Thursday, football coming up on Friday. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Rick Rammond. We'll see you back here again. I think we've got the majority of the technical problems solved now. The new equipment figured out seems to be working all right. So we will be with you Thursday. Pierce and Howard Lake in volleyball coming up. And we'll see you then. 7:15, first serve here on YouAreThereSports.com.